This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and welcome back to our web browser feature. Web browser is subtitled An Index to Interesting Items on the Internet. Joining us is the browser himself, Day to Day Steve Prophet. Steve, what's the site that's been sucking up your free time lately?
It's archive.org. Archive.org.
Archive.org. Easy to remember, I think. What is it?
Well, it's not new. You might remember a few years ago, the site launched a project that archives the web, which, you know, is a pretty ever-changing kind of a thing.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you can just enter an URL, the name of the website, like npr.org. You enter that in a search field, and then you can look at various versions of the site from months ago or even years ago.
And why would you want to do that?
Well, I don't know, but it's kind of interesting, don't you think? But anyway, it's not really what I'm here to talk about.
Well, what is?
Well, it's actually the same site, archive.org, but over the years they've been adding all kinds of really interesting archival collections. They have text and audio, video. It's all stuff that's free. You can download it, watch it, listen to it. Some of it's pretty good.
And what is it that they're archiving?
Well, let's take text. Charles Dickens, for instance. You can download the complete text of the Pickwick Papers or anything else that Charles Dickens ever wrote. And there's a number of other great writers from the past. No copyright problems with all this old stuff.
What about music?
You like blues, don't you?
I do.
Old blues. Take a listen to this.
Angel laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angel laid him away.
That is what?
Mississippi John Hurt. You remember him. That was recorded in 1927.
Wow. And that's on the site. So they have a lot of old stuff, not so much new stuff?
No, they have a lot of old stuff, but they have new stuff too. There's a section called the Live Music Archive, and it's devoted to people that are called tapers.
They tape record things?
Yeah, they tape record things, mostly concerts. The Live Music Archive has concerts by the Grateful Dead, by Little Feat, a number of other bands that allow fans to tape and trade audio from their shows. And there's new bands, independent bands, all kinds of new music that's available. It's free.
And it's legal to do that?
It's legal for personal use. But, you know, Alex, as they say on Madison Avenue, there's more.
They always say that.
Yeah, they do. There's good video, Alex. There's really good video, especially if you're into sort of nostalgia from the 50s. There are newsreels. There's promotional videos. Here's a snippet from one made by Bell Labs. It's called Century 21, and it introduces some calling concepts that never really caught on.
This is the automatic dialer. Just listen for dial tone, insert a number card, and press the start bar. The Bell System automatic dialer dials for you more quickly and easily than you can do it yourself. Numbers you call frequently can be punched on small plastic cards.
Now, that was made in 1964. I found an interview with Donald Rumsfeld from 1975, and there was a great 50s video called Are You Popular? There's a civil defense film about biological warfare, old TV ads, you name it. This place is kind of a gold mine for mid-century ephemera.
And the address again, archive.org.
Right, archive.org. And remember, you can find the link at our website, npr.org.
org.com. Thank you, Day-to-Day Steve Prophet. Listeners, if you have a website you'd like to recommend, write us and tell us about it. Our address is day-to-day@npr.org. That's org. Why don't you put web browser in the subject line?